Case, please.
Thank you. And the next application is 11,715 Norman E. Davidson Jr. seeks a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a variance for size of the garage studio apartment. Sections 115-23C6 and 115-4B of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Piney Neck Road, approximately 183 feet east of Hudson Road. The 911 address is 29350 Piney Neck Road, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 233, Map 11, Parcel 78.01. Specifically, again, it's a special use exception for a garage studio apartment and a 400 square foot variance for the square footage of the garage studio apartment. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Norman Davidson, 28539 Dagsboro, Delaware, Oak Landing, Orange Ranch Road, 19939.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes. I really have very little to say. There was an old trailer there, and back in 1992, and the 6 years ago, the snowstorm kind of collapsed the old trailer, and so we replaced it with the building that you see. Mm-hmm. And I made a mistake when we built it. I built it too big. I didn't realize that the 800 foot was on the square footage was on the permit. In order to change the building, it's just a it's a concrete slab floor with all the plumbing's been put in, and I really don't know how we could downsize it. That's about all I can have to say.
All right, sir. Well, excuse me. We'll start out. See if we have any questions, Mr. Davidson. We'll start with you.
Okay, take me through this a little bit, Mr. Davidson. Yeah. 1992. The mobile home collapsed?
No, I'm sorry. The mobile home was put there in 1992.
Okay.
The mobile home collapsed 6 years ago from the major snowstorm.
Okay, all right. Then you built a building. That's in the rear here.
No, the building is where the old mobile home was.
Okay, it's right here. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's not your residence then?
No.
So you're applying for it to be a garage studio apartment now. Is that what you had in mind to start with?
No.
Okay. All right. But now you're asking for a special use exception to make it a garage studio apartment.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was told to do.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nothing further now.
All right. Mr. Rivers?
About the uniqueness, is there any uniqueness to the property? You remember the five questions?
Yes.
Would you go down them for?
As I said, it was a mistake on my part.
Right.
And there's no unique, the setbacks are fine. Everything was done accordingly. It was my fault. I was the one that did it.
You say here I obtained the permit for everything, right? And you didn't know.
I didn't realize it. No.
That couldn't. Okay. It's not created by the applicant.
I guess I'm the applicant. I guess I didn't realize it. Yes.
Okay. Who's going to live in it?
My son.
Okay. Would it alter the character of the neighborhood?
No. There, as you can see, there's really nobody there. I have one neighbor, more or less.
Okay. Now, if would it be a hardship on you to take down the point or not be able to use that part of the building?
Well, yeah, it would. Yeah.
It would be a hardship.
Yes.
Okay. And these are the pictures.
Yeah, they're the pictures of it. Yes.
So you are using the garage.
Yes.
And you got another door on the side.
That's, it goes in the garage, too.
Goes into the garage, okay.
What is that, the farm equipment?
Yes.
Okay.
Mainly trucks, yeah.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay.
Is your house on this property?
No.
Is there any other house on the property?
No.
Why is this a garage apartment? Why isn't it just a house?
Yeah. That's true, my opinion.
A dwelling.
It's a dwelling.
That's correct. It was our understanding that there was a house on the property.
Why is he here?
Well, he shouldn't be here then.
It was caught by staff as a violation. That's why it came in.
A violation of what?
Violation of what, though? There's nothing else on the property.
Again, the way it came in for us, it was a violation, so he was told by one of the inspectors to, my guess is they must have assumed that there was another house on the property, or there was another mobile home, or there was the potential to put something else on the property. Otherwise, this does not need a special use exception.
Right.
All of the staff's impression and the planning office's understanding that this was a second house on the property.
What is on the property?
Farmland.
Farmland.
Well, I see something on this drawing that shows 16 feet by 8 feet, and then something else that says
which drawing
spare.
Thank you, Mr. Mills.
Construction plan.
That was the old mobile home, probably.
That was the old mobile home.
Here? I don't know what this is.
That's spare septic, I think.
Oh, this is all.
You had to have a.
Okay, so the only thing on there was a mobile home. You took it down, you put up a building.
Right.
And, other than the fact that it looks like a commercial building or a garage, it's a home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah, I mean, whether it has a garage
really,
or not. Garage.
Well, it was built, I don't know. It just built
no,
like an office.
No need for explanation.
Yeah.
You're good.
Mr.
Chairman, I don't see the need. If it's all right with you all, I make a motion that we deny the case, but I think that because of a mistake, he's been hardship with the $400 fee.
Right, I think they should.
And yeah. I think the county should replace that or
replace
refund
his,
that.
Well, before we can entertain that, we do have to do the pro forma of asking.
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
Ready? Let me go ahead then. Excuse me. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here not what, in
yeah,
favor?
Well, just.
Oh, okay.
My voice.
In opposition to this application. Chair hearing none. I will entertain a motion, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Chairman, should I deny it or just.
I think it's this way.
I think what you would do is you would deny the application on grounds that it's not needed because there is not a separate dwelling
separate
on the
dwelling.
Property, and that this
right.
is the primary dwelling unit, so no special use exception is needed, nor is a variance needed.
So that would be my motion, Mr. Chairman, and further,
you add to that
the filing fee of $400 be refunded to the gentleman, and we apologize for wasting your time.
Yeah, we wasted
your time. Do you have a second to that motion? Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. That we deny case number 11,715 for the reasons that Mr. Milford stated, and also that it's $400 be refunded.
Thank you.
Turned out better than you thought, huh?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Just remember, you don't have to, that's okay. Your home's okay.
Mr. Records.
Aye.
Mr. Mills.
Aye.
And I'm Scalway. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11,715 is denied for the following reasons you're aware of. Okay.